Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. My name is Mikey and it's Tuesday, January 14th. Tesla has updated its supercharger billing policy to add the cost of additional electricity use for things other than charging, such as HVAC, battery thermal management, and much more. For a long time, Tesla's superchargers were free to use, or rather, the use was included in the price of the vehicles. But the automaker has been moving to a pay-to-use model over the last 2 years in order to finance the growth of the charging network. On account of the thermal battery management system, customers in extreme climates will see a higher increase in charging cost shifted onto them. Tesla is not free from complaints about overbilling for a charge, and at Electrek, we'd like to see a more clear breakdown for these costs. Despite missing Elon Musk's end of 2019 deadline to release the full self-driving tech called Feature Complete, the CEO says that it is still coming, quote, soon, close quote. Feature Complete is a term referencing the completion of the unfulfilled self-driving application in city streets. Since this tech will have to go through the early access owners, it will take some time before we see this Feature Complete feature in completion. Tesla's stock price jumped 5% to an all-time high of $500 per share on Monday morning after a new analyst note raised the target price to $600. An Oppenheimer analyst, Colin Roush, wrote, quote, "We believe the company's risk tolerance, ability to implement learning from past errors, and larger ambition than its peers are beginning to pose an existential threat to transportation companies that are unable or unwilling to innovate at a faster pace," close quote. Here at Electrek, we are inclined to agree. At this very minute I'm recording the podcast, Tesla stock is at $542. Ahead of the Model Y launch, Tesla's new crossover receives its clearance from the California Air Resources Board, also called CARB. Aside from the Model Y clearing this red tape and showing progress toward deliveries, the CARB tests report their findings on vehicle range. On CARB's Urban Dynamometer driving schedule, they list the range findings for the Model Y at 441 miles. While this is not indicative of a real-life range, it is interesting to note that the Model 3 scored a very similar 455 miles on the exact same test. BMW, historically gung-ho about EVs, now voices skepticism about America's EV adoption and what it means for their business plan. Klaus Fröhlich, BMW's research and development boss, said, quote, "We see battery electric vehicles mainly on the West Coast and parts of the East Coast, while the rest of the U.S. will continue with conventional gasoline engines. Right now, a fuel cell powertrain costs about 10 times more than a battery electric vehicle system, and we plan to have those costs equalized by 2025 with a third generation of our scalable fuel cell system, which could result in volumes of hundreds of thousands." Aston Martin's electric car project, the Rapid E, was abruptly canceled. First unveiled in 2015, the British automaker planned for a small rollout of only 155 vehicles, but has since pulled the plug entirely. Aston Martin had an interesting take on charging and performance, using a voltage-laden pack combined at 800 volts. This composition enables the car to regain much of its total pack charge when coupled with a compatible 800-volt charger. The Rapid E would charge rapidly. Although this car has been canceled, Aston Martin will likely use these lessons in their next EV effort. Tesla faced protests from environmental and local activists over their Berlin-area Gigafactory. Tesla's plan to purchase, deforest, and develop the site has come under fire for its potential damage to the local ecosystem. Although Tesla will plant three times the amount of trees that it would raise, in the 750-acre space, an endangered species of bat is known to nest there, and on this hangs a delicate problem for the green tech company. Starting with General Motors, it appears that diesel fuel is aiming to make a comeback. General Motors will soon start selling first-time diesel versions of the Chevy Tahoe and the Suburban SUV, as well as the Silverado pickup. GM is not alone in making a play for diesel, which is being propped up as an alternative to EVs. Alan Schaefer, director of the Diesel Technology Forum, said, quote, "Electrification may be the wave of the future, but so far it's not bearing out in the market. GM recognizes that you have to have the vehicles customers can buy. Customers have been asking for diesel in these vehicles for a long time. It will be interesting to see how much the sales numbers grow as new vehicles come online," close quote. In Electrek's take, automakers offering diesel fuels are hoping that the Dieselgate scandal has entirely disappeared down the memory hole. In today's Electrek Green Energy Brief, Anheuser-Busch, the world's largest brewer, adopts solar and green energy. Forbes reported the company, quote, will buy 100% renewable electricity for its operations and will see power supplied from two solar farms with a combined output of almost 200 megawatts, close quote. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has formally launched London Power today and will provide 100% green energy to its customers. And Danish green energy company Ørsted has launched the construction of a 752-megawatt offshore wind farm in the Netherlands. And finally, in our two-wheeled and mobility coverage, Revel, an electric moped sharing service, has made its first West Coast expansion starting in Oakland, California. Rides for these electric mopeds cost $1 to begin and 29 cents per minute until the ride has finished. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. My name is Mikey, and I hope you have a great day.